Lord, I thank you for the entrance of your word brings light and gives understanding to the simple. And so let it be. Open our ears. Open our minds. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, let us connect, be plugged in to the Holy Spirit. Hear what he is saying to us even at this time in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, some people wonder why I always say that the entrance of your word brings light. You know, well, it's like it's my inspiration to get going when I want to preach. That's the reason I say it. Now you know it. You know, everybody has their thing, you know, two inspirations that, you know, that get me going is praise and worship. As sometimes, you know, I tell the praise team in the church, look, you got to get this thing going for me here, you know. And one time, one man, a prophet, he said to his fellow, he said, stab me. You know, the man said, no, I'm not going to stab. Why will I stab you? You know, he needed some kind of thing to inspire him. Well, my jabbing, you know, the other part of it is the word of God brings light. That's what I often say. And I say it like that. I connect with it and I expect light and understanding from his word. So in case you wonder why I always say that, well, that's the reason. All right. Well, good morning and welcome again, everyone. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Today's lesson, actually not a lesson at such. I'm not teaching at all this morning. I am going to just be declaring some things for everyone that is here today. But I will read the Word of God. Yes, you know, everything we do must always be based on the Word of God. But, you know, my doctrine this morning, by the grace of God, not mine really. Jesus said, look, my doctrine is not mine, but he's that sent me. So my doctrine this morning is really not mine, but he's that sent me. But I tell you what, I believe it is going to drop. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's going to drop as the rain. Lord, let my doctrine, which is not mine, but yours, let it drop as the rain. Let my speech, you know, distill as the dew. Let it be as the rain upon the tender herb. And let it be as showers upon the grass. Why? Because I will publish the name of the Lord. Now, let's ascribe greatness to our God together. He is the rock. His work is perfect. All his ways are judgment and a God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. You'll find that in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 1 to 4. Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak. And hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. Now, Lord, let the my words be, you know, my tongue be as the pen of a ready writer. To know how to drop a word in a season. Those that are weary, you know, and I realize in this spirit many times when I'm just thinking about the people that come to this room and in my mind just praying that the Lord will keep uphold everybody and bless them. You know, sometimes the Holy Spirit just move upon my heart and I realize that, you know, people need a refreshing from time to time. It's just this weariness that comes. I just wish that we can just go through all the time without this heaviness, without this weariness. I mean, just sail. But no, that's not the case. You know, so, you know, it's this cloud that comes in, this heaviness, this weariness that just comes in sometimes, you know, through the multitude of business and sometimes through whatever, you know, but, you know, so that's why we got to bring a lift that upper, you know, from time to time to help the people set sail and keep sailing. Praise the Lord. Well, today prophetic 924. You say 924? Absolutely. Now there is a prophetic release from the Spirit of God for this day, this 24th day of this ninth month. I'm going to release it for everyone that is here. We are here, receive it. If you're listening later, receive it. Praise God. I'm going to take some scripture reading and from the book of Haggai. I'm going to read from chapter 2. I'm going to read some verses from verse 18, you know, about five or six verses or so, you know. So if you have your Bibles, I will be reading from the King James. That's right. The authorized King James. Now listen to this. Haggai chapter 2 and verse 18. Consider, saith the Lord. Now, you know, and I will interject. This is the way the Lord gave this to me. So I will interject, you know, the Spirit of the Lord might interject some words, you know, but you just flow along. Remember, it's like a wheel that's moving. You have to turn with the wheel. Now, consider, saith the Lord, now from this day and upward, from the 24th day of this ninth month, even from this day, consider it, saith the Lord. In that case, they were talking about laying of the temple, but there is something I want to talk about today that I want to release. You know, is the seed yet in the barn? I mean, it's like, look, there's a lot of things that God promised us this year. There's a lot of things like you will emerge and this and that. You know, I mean, you will break forth on the left hand and the right hand and so on and so forth, you know, but, well, you know, the seed, you know, has it flourished? Have you seen it? Is it happening? Well, what about the vine and the fig tree, the pomegranate, the olive tree? Have they brought forth? From this day forth, saith the Lord, I will release the blessing upon you, he said. From this day forth, I will bless you. And again, word of the Lord came to Haggai on the 24th day of the month, such as today. It was the ninth month, and it was the 24th day of the month. And the Lord said, look, I'm going to overthrow the throne of kingdoms. Well, for you, I'm going to overthrow all those spiritual wickedness, all the heavy burdens, all the oppressing spirits and all the various yokes. Remember, we dealt with that, you know, a couple months ago. Well, the strength that the enemy has had over God's people, I will overthrow their chariots, their strong cords that they've used to bind the people up, the heaviness that comes upon the people. You know, even their horses that they trusted in, their riders, they'll come down. The Lord said, I would do it. Praise the Lord. And furthermore, the Lord says to tell you today, consider from this 24th day of this ninth month and forward that there shall no more, hallelujah, any of my words be prolonged, but the word that I have spoken shall come to pass. And the Lord says, I will make haste and I will watch over it to perform it. Let's read the words of this great prophet Ezekiel in chapter 12, verses 25 and 28. And here's where my prophetic release comes from this morning. Taking the words of Haggai, plant it right inside the words of Ezekiel, and come out with what the Holy Spirit is saying, and put a blessing upon the people. Hallelujah. Now, Ezekiel chapter 12, verses 25 and 28 will tell you that the Lord, you know, sometimes the Lord looks and wonders how the people wonder too. because people say, look, you know, effect of every vision and so forth faileth. You know, I mean, the Lord's promised us this thing, but it failed. You know, we'll be waiting, you know, but it failed. And it's not coming. Well, and I've been last few days trying to bring some encouragement, you know, to people, not to give in, not to give up. But this one goes right along with it too, because of the significance of day 24 of the ninth month. Now, for I am the Lord and I will speak, saith the Lord. And the word that I speak shall come to pass. As a matter of fact, I am the Lord and I have spoken. And the word that I have spoken shall come to pass. It shall no more be prolonged. And the Lord would, you know, the Lord would chide them and say, look, you guys are a rebellious house. Why is it that you don't believe my word? You know, he said, look, in your days have I spoken the word, and in your days will I perform it, saith the Lord. Therefore, verse 28 says, say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, there shall none of my words be prolonged anymore, but the word which I have spoken shall be done, and that hastily, saith the Lord. You know, when the Holy Spirit is moving, you take the spoken word, which is a seed, and the Holy Spirit, it can blow it up. And I noticed, you know, that even in the Bible, you know, sometimes they would send one of the sons of the prophets or whatever, and then just, you know, go say this and that, take the oil, go anoint this and say this and do that. And then when he gets there, he says that thing, and then he begins to say a whole bunch of other things which the Lord already said through the mouth of Elijah, you know, because now the Spirit of God is moving. So every time I read prophetic words out of this Bible, the Holy Spirit just drops down and begins to expand it in my heart. And I believe it with all my heart. Now, the word of God does us no good if we don't believe the word. Anytime I hear the anointed word of God, you know, that's the anointed seed. It's in the word. Holy Spirit takes over and expands my mind. So I can believe God for anything. Now, I want you to believe God with me today. For there shall be a performance, saith the Lord, of those things that were spoken to you. And you will be blessed. Blessed is she that believeth. For there will be a performance. Only though, if you believe. Hallelujah. Only believe. There's a song like that. You know, just believe the Lord. Now, I'm going to make some declarations before this room is over today, and I'm just preparing your heart through this just to get ready. And you know, you can declare things for yourself every single day. Don't say, well, declare that yesterday. No, declare it again today. Hallelujah. That's what the Lord said. You know, say, declare it again that thou mightest be justified. Well, bring forth your strong cause. You know, declare it again and again. And again, that you might be justified. And why is that necessary? Well, it is necessary because as long as it is called today, the devil is going to fight that promise. He's going to bring what we call contradictions. That's right. You know, it will bring contradictions against the word of God in your life, you know, but the Lord says, keep declaring it so that you may be justified. You know, Isaiah 43 and 26 says, look, let us plead together. Declare thou that you may be justified. Declare it. Declare it. Declare it. Declare it today. Declare it tomorrow. Declare it every day. Praise the Lord. You know, as long as it is called today, declare it. And as you keep declaring it, and if that declaration just so happens to strike the chord of faith. See, the seed and the faith, you know, they must mix together. Now, when they collide, something incredible happens, you know. Now, God on his own, he's already spoken the word. He's already done the release, you know, but, you know, we need to enforce. How do we, what God has already promised, how do we enforce it? Well, there are times when there are, you know, appointed times. Yeah, there's sometimes there's appointed times. It's like Daniel understood by the books. He understood by the prophecy of Jeremiah that 70 years will be accomplished. You know, the desolations of Jerusalem and the captivity and so forth. And as those times were coming to an end, he understood it and he got under the cloud of prayer. And he began to believe God. Well, those are appointed times. And you can do that if you understand the times. Kind of like the sons of Issachar, the Bible says they understood the times. And by these, they had superiority over their brethren. You know, if you understand the times, you can do that. But I also tell you this. If you understand how faith works, whether it's time or not, and this is the realm that by the grace of God, you know, I like to operate in. You know, time or not, if you understand how it works, you can transcend the veil of time. One time, Jesus said to one woman, he said, look, it's not time. I cannot take children's bread and give it to you. Because right now, I'm only sent to the house of Israel. And you're a Gentile. You know, so, and I can't do it. Not right now, at least. And this woman said, look, I don't know about whether it's time or not. I don't know about whether it's the children's bread or not. Maybe it is, you know, but even when the children are eating, some crumbs will fall to the ground and the dogs will eat of that. And that's good enough for me. My goodness. And the Lord looked at this woman and said, wow, you know, she would not be denied. Didn't matter whether it was time or not time. You see, now in our realms, and people say this all the time, and sometimes I say it too, but, you know, I know much better than that. You know, but, you know, we say this thing all the time that, look, you know, it's your season of blessing, it's your this and it's your that. Well, all of that is in our realm. God is not a seasonal God. You know, there's no time with the Lord. But because of the realm in which we are, sometimes God will have to operate at that level. Otherwise, we can't figure him out. So at a certain season and at a certain time, he may send an angel to go stir up the pool. But I guarantee you, if you know how to reach out to God, there's no season can be your barrier. You know, whether the thing is locked up behind a veil, so you can't eat that. That's only for the priests. If you have the faith, like David did, say, look, it is common bread. I don't care, you know, that you say it's holy bread. You know, it's common bread. Give it to me already. Praise God, you know. Now, he pierced the veil. He pierced that veil. The veil that said, you can't go in there. You can't eat that. He pierced that veil. Got a hold. Look, I want that. He got it. The woman, she pierced the veil. I mean, any time. And you know, but it's a sad story when we are always waiting for some season. Well, if you're always waiting for some season, you know, you may wait for a long time. That's why preachers come oftentimes and say, look, you know, it's your season of blessing, just like I'm doing today. But I'm putting a disclaimer out there that, look, every day and be your season of blessing. There's a sad story in Mark chapter 11. This fig tree, you know, had an argument that, well, it's not yet time for figs. So, you know, it was looking good, but it wasn't producing. The seed, you know, according to the text we read in Hagar, the seed was still in the barn, the fig tree and all of these things were not producing. This tree wasn't producing because it was thinking, well, it's not yet time for figs. You know, there's a season for all these things. You know, even God himself knows that. He's the one that ordained the seasons. So it wasn't yet time for the figs. I mean, because that's how, you know, there's a season. You go through these things. There's time for the leaves to come out, the time for the this and that and so forth. But when Jesus got there to illustrate the point that I'm saying to you today, that, look, season or not, you know, if you know how to walk that faith, you can bring fruit at a time. If you don't bring fruit, you're just not happy. You know, let's not corner God into some season. You know, and say, well, you know, this is a season. It's not a season. It's a season. It's not a season. And sometimes people actually pray on, some preachers actually pray on God's people because of all these seasonal things. Well, they say, well, it's your season to be blessed. So you got to sow some seed and stuff like that. And people fall for that. And then some enough time goes by, preacher needs some more money and create another seasonal blessing opportunity. Come back, get your blessing and so forth. It will work, you know, but you know, you don't need any seasons. Listen to the words of how, you know, the psalmist put it in Psalm 1. You know, for the man that does not, you know, walk in the counsel of the ungodly, does not stand in the way of sinners, and does not sit in the seat of the scornful, but makes his delight in the law of the Lord, and in the law of the Lord doth he meditate day and night, and does not allow that word to go out of his mouth. He's always releasing that word, and, you know, here's what will happen to him. You know, he said, he shall be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water. Bring forth his fruit in his season. He's always in season. He's never out of season. And his leaf also shall not wither. Well, leaves actually wither out of season. When it's not season, you know, like winter is out of season. They wither. And then fall, they start falling off. And winter, they die off. In spring, they start springing back. In summer, they are full blossom. Well, this man, because of the way he knows how to walk the word of the Lord and how to use it and never departs out of his mouth, he will have no such up and down seasons. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. You know, he will not, his leaf shall never wither because he will never be out of season. You know, so now, but sometimes we're out of season, you know, so an anointed minister has to come and proclaim and declare the word of God. But look, you can do that for yourself every single day. Hallelujah. As long as it is called today, you can command the womb of the morning. But yes, I do recognize that God may put a dispensational blessing for certain times and seasons. You know, but, you know, all God really needs is someone to believe God. Doesn't matter if the rest of the people don't believe it. One person can believe it, he can pierce that veil. You can reach out. I mean, were there not many Syrophoenician women in the days of Jesus? Were there not many Greeks and all of that? But this one woman, she pierced the veil. Didn't matter, you know, whether she, you know, it wasn't her turn to get it or not. She would not be denied. But today, having said all of that, today I say this, that yes, you can reach out, believe God, any day of the week. Some people say, well, any day of the week and twice on Sundays. Well, I say twice every day and any time of the day, and you can do it. But today, I'm going to do this release. Yeah, because it's a significant day. And we get under the cloud of faith and the cloud of prayer. And we do what's called a prophetic release with a prophetic prayers. And what is that? You take the word of God You put your seed solidly in it, your seed of faith, and you speak it for it. And that's it. You know, every one of us can operate in the prophetic like that. You take the word of God and you declare what it says. And what happens? Well, as long as you are believing it, you're giving permission to the heavens. The angels that excel in strength, according to Psalm 103, verse 20, when you declare, they're waiting. Waiting, hearkening to the voice of his word. They're waiting for you to declare it. When you declare it, and it's mingled with faith in your heart, put your mouth where your faith is at. I don't know how to say it. But don't say one thing and do another. You know, say it and don't doubt it, but believe that those things you say shall come to pass. It's that simple. You know, and the angels recognize that, or whether you're just blowing smoke. You know, but if you are doing it for real, they will move into action because they've already got a charge. The charge was, the Lord said, look, you be on attention and be listening and be on the lookout. And if you hear them release my word, then you go down there. And you make sure it comes to pass. That's right. The Lord already gave the charge. So he will give his angels charge over you. Well, he's giving the angels many charges. That's not the only charge. That's just the one that David, you know, released at that time. Giving his charge over you to keep watch over you in all ways. While they are keeping watch, they're also listening, you know, for what you are going to say. And if you happen to hit the chord, my goodness. That's all they need, you know. I've got to move into action and they will go forth and make sure it comes to pass. Praise God. Now, this is how faith works. So today, prophetic 9:24. If you are just joining us, I am releasing the words of the Lord through the mouth of the prophet Haggai. On the 24th day of the ninth month, which he said in Haggai 2:18. Consider, saith the Lord, from this 24th day of this ninth month and upward, that my words will no longer be prolonged. Hallelujah. I'm bringing in the words of Ezekiel also. We put it all together. An explosion happens. And you know how to do that. Praise God. Now, so, on the day such as this, I'm going to pray right now. And I'm going to pray and say, Lord, let your word be verified. Hallelujah. Which you have spoken. That which you have spoken by your mouth concerning the 24th day of the ninth month, that we should consider it. And from this time forth, I will bless you. And my words will no longer be delayed. Now, I say, Lord, let those words which you have spoken by your mouth, let them be verified and fulfilled by your hand as it is this day, the lives of your people that are believing you here. Open your mouth wide, saith the Lord, and I will fill it. Hallelujah. And why do you think that anything is too hard for the Lord? Am I a God afar off and not even a God at hand, saith the Lord? I mean, why is it always the Lord will do this thing in the future? And the Lord has done this thing in the past. Am I not a God even of the present, saith the Lord? That's right. Now, come and let us reason together. And the Lord said, look, my people have committed two great sins. What have they done? In the words of Jeremiah chapter 2 and verse 13, he said, look, the two great things that they have done, they have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters. And then they turn to something that cannot produce anything. They are chasing the figment of some imagination that can't produce. The Word of God is the fountain of living waters. You come and drink, saith the Lord. The Lord said to the woman at the well, look, if you knew who it is that was speaking to you and the gift of God, you would ask of him and he would give you some water different from this one, which if you drink, you will never have to come to this well again. Oh, my goodness. Woman was all twisted. She didn't understand any of that. Hallelujah. But eventually, the Lord opened her eyes to understand. And there is something that the Lord, you know, he put the original seed, the spoken word, he put it right down inside his word. Because it was by his word that he did all these things. By faith, we understand that the walls were framed by the word of God. And this same word is still in operation to today. And if you know how to align yourself with that word and to use it, it'll work for you every time. Now, I want to ask everyone that's in here to believe. Let's believe the Lord together. You know, like I said, today is not a teaching lesson. It's just a declaration room. And I want to declare something for you. Because the Lord said, consider it. Now, what does it mean to consider? Well, it means you look back and you think. Well, in January, the Lord spoke to me about being emerging. In February, maybe he exhorted you about this. So a few weeks ago, maybe we got, you know, convocation. Sometime, maybe we talked about this and that. You know, and then consider. Take inventory. Where are you at with all these things? Well, ladies and gentlemen, my words, saith the Lord, shall no longer be prolonged. For the words that I have spoken, I've spoken it, and it shall be done. Hallelujah. Now, so consider it from this day, hallelujah, upward. Well, perhaps through the end of this year, perhaps even beyond. Consider it. Lord said, I will bless you. I'm going to throw down all those high things. Glory to God. And everything that has come against the knowledge of the word of God in your life. I'm going to come against, I'm going to throw it down. Beginning this day and upward, saith the Lord. Now therefore, let the people praise him. Let all the people praise the Lord. Because, you know, when you hear the word of faith, then you praise, then you worship. This is what Jehoshaphat did. You know, when Hazael or whatever his name was, rose up and said, you know, this battle is not yours. The Lord will fight for you. You're not going to do anything today, but tomorrow you're going to go down to such and such a place and the Lord's going to give you the victory. Well, what did Jehoshaphat do? Today, because the Lord said, tomorrow, I'm going to give you the victory. Well, today, he worshipped. Hallelujah. So when you hear the word that the Lord releases, what do? You worship. Hallelujah. And you say, Lord, be it unto me according to your word. And you begin to thank him. Thank you, Lord, for what you already done. Praise the Lord. Now, for whatever it is, that one more thing that you have been believing God for, you know, and the Lord is good. We believe him for this, he does it. We believe him for that, he does it. We believe him for this, he does it. But yet thou lackest one thing. There's this one thing that is still eluding you. And the Lord says, consider from this day. Hallelujah. Woo-hoo. Consider from this day and upward. And you know, you can mark down this day. That's right. You can look from this day forward. And when you look back, you will see that the word of the Lord is true. Now, what does the devil do? What's his own portion? His own portion is to, you know, put all kinds of what I call contradictions against the word of promise. He'll bring those in your mind. You know, but you train your mind enough to say, look, no, I'm staying with the word of God. You know, this thing takes practice. And I'm trying to get people, trying to teach people to understand that. You can get to a point where you understand the word of God. And once you release it, you leave it alone. Don't go dig it up and see whether it's working. You leave it alone. Hallelujah. The only other thing you do after that is you clear the weed. When you plant seed, you don't go dig it up from the ground. You leave it alone. But then you clear the weed around it. You know, that get rid of every doubt and so forth. He, God, is the dissolver of doubt. You water it by releasing the word to it all the time. And then you make sure it has some sunshine. The sunshine is a positive attitude. You know, you even change your name to give a reflection that you're going to be the father of nations, even when you don't have a child. Hallelujah. You make it the barren woman to keep us and be a joyful mother of children. Even when you don't have a child, you begin to change your name. Even when you don't have a child, you say, I'm going to be the father of nations. How can you be the father of nations when you don't even have a child? Well, because God said so. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, look, sickness, disease, whatever it is, it all works the same way. You begin to see yourself in the mind of the Holy Spirit by the word of God. What does God see? What do those emissaries of God see? What they see, what they report about you is all good. That's what they report. You know, I quoted this to you the other day in the book of Zechariah chapter 1 and verse 11. Well, you know, this is what they report. They go back and forth. They come back. They say, look, everything is good. You know, it's all well with your daughter. It's all well with your son. You know, we see it. Well, you know, at the moment, you may not see that, but they've already seen it. Hallelujah. So see it the way that God sees it. Say it the way that God says it. Believe it because God said so. Hallelujah. You know, that's the way they choose to see it. So they choose to say, we have walked to and fro throughout the earth, and all is well concerning your daughter. All is well concerning your son. In fact, all is well concerning your sons. I tell the Lord, it is well. The Lord said, well done. Now you make sure it stays that way. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, God, he loves to give those, you know, angels and things. He loves to give them something to do. God doesn't need any help. But he, you know, just loves to give them things to do. You know, so they won't be bored. And look, that's what they feed on, those angels. They feed on the word of God coming out of your mouth. They're waiting, hearkening to the voice of his word. They do his commandments. Once they hear it, according to Psalm 103:20, my goodness, they move. Now, if you are not feeding them, then they are bored. They fold their arms and you're standing around. You know, Lord, show me that sometime. You know, but when you are feeding them with those words, they are moving into action. Again, the whole world is at rest. All the earth is full of the glory of God. That's what the seraphims also chose to see in the time of Isaiah. In Isaiah chapter 6, they went back and forth and said, you know, the whole earth is full of the glory of God. Well, that's what they chose to see. Well, what do you see? Well, here's my declaration for you today. According to the words of these alerters, these patrollers, and these holy watchers, it is well with you. Hallelujah. What they have seen is that all is at rest. You know, and, you know, the Lord said in his word, the walk of righteousness shall be peace. The effect of it thereof shall be tranquility. Because you are believing in the word of God, then there's peace, there's rest, there's tranquility for you. Now, therefore, O Lord, let the arm of the Lord, mighty in the battle to save, let the Lord flex his arm. That's right. Say, thy right hand and thy holy arm has gotten you the victory. May the Lord flex his arm even now on your behalf. That's right. The Lord hear you in the day of your prayer. Yeah, you don't need to have any trouble. The day of your prayer. The name of the God of Jacob defend you. Send you help from the sanctuary. The Lord hear you even now. May the Lord cause his word, you know, to bear fruit in your heart. And the Lord say, yeah. And you yourself will take root downward and bear fruit upward. Consider it from this day and forward, said the Lord. And this is the day, this 24th day of this ninth month. And the Lord begins to release. Hallelujah. Now, captivity begins to be moved back. The foundation of the temple of the Lord's house is laid. And the people shouted a great shout. Hallelujah. Well, is there something in your heart today that will bring forth a great shout? Have you heard the word of the Lord today that can bring forth a great shout? Do you know it? Can you feel it? Praise God. Well, you know, even if you don't see it just yet, we don't need to walk by sight or by faith, but I can see it. Actually, you can train your eyes to see what the Holy Spirit sees. It's right there in John 16 and verse 13. It said the Holy Spirit will show you what's yet to come. That hasn't happened yet. This thing you are believing for hasn't happened yet, but the Holy Spirit will show it to you how it comes to pass. We show it to you. It all came together. Glory to God. And when you realize that, then you begin to declare it forth. So I'm going to round up this prayer today by praying for everybody that's in this room. That's right. Every single person that is in this room. I'm going to pray for you today. Because today is a prophetic release. And I pray that you just believe God with me. That's all I need. Now, the Lord said, look, all you need is find one person that has some real faith. And you make sure you have faith yourself. And two of you, that's all you need. You don't need a whole bunch of people. But when there's too much bunch, it's all mixed up in there. You know, just get one person that can believe the Lord with you. And if any two of you shall agree, and two of you believe the Lord, said, I'll do it. Glory to God. Now, if you're believing God for anything, that's right. I mean, that means anything. I am going to be that second person. I will believe God with you today. Because, you know, I already believe. And I've already prayed for everybody that's going to be in this room today. This thing has been on my mind for some days. And I've been saying, Lord, I'm going to, you know, the moment the Lord showed me the prophetic significance of that scripture, I said, well, I'm going to do it. On that day, I will do it. And so I've been praying in my mind, you know, silently. I didn't want the devil to hear it. Praying and saying, Lord, you're going to do this for the people. Hallelujah. And so I'm already believing. Now, do you believe? Do you believe that God is a God of miracles? Do you believe that God can raise the dead? Do you believe that God can call things that are not, even as though they already are? Well, if you believe it, you can do the same. Praise God. So I will pray for everyone that's in the room right now. Starting in about 30 seconds, I am going to be praying for everybody. But I want you to do an act of faith. I want you to raise your hand. It's just an act of faith. You believe God with me. We're going to believe God together. I'm going to call for the prayers. Hallelujah. Lord, as they begin to raise their hand, everyone that raises their hand in here this morning, consider from this day and forward. You say, well, I prayed about this last month. It doesn't matter. Today, that was then, but today is now. Hallelujah. Well, I prayed about this before. Well, fine. It's good to always pray and not to faint. But today, there's a different anointing that God gives for every day and every time. And I prepared my heart for this, you know, and the Lord, he called for it. Hallelujah. You know, so don't miss out. Hallelujah. Be sure to be a partaker of what the Lord is saying and doing right now. Now, if your hand is raised here this morning, I want you to believe God for whatever it is that you are believing God for. And we're going to believe the Lord together. I'm going to look and I'm going to call every hand that's raised here before the Lord today. Now, by raising your hand, you're giving me and the heavens permission to release this prophetic blessing upon you. That's all it is. Every time we have faith, it's you're just giving heaven permission. That's all. And if you don't have faith, you are blocking what God already released. But the moment you have faith, you're giving permission. Because the devil is always coming forward and say, see, they're not believing God. They're not believing your word. You can't do that because she's not believing. The devil will go up. That's how he accuses you. It's not only accusing you that you did something wrong or did this and that. No. Go and accuse God that, look, they're not believing your word. So you do not have the permission to release the blessing. The Lord said, okay, the Lord will just be quiet. So the Lord said, just wait a while. They'll come around. Just wait a while. I said, no, they don't know how to come around. I'm going to make sure they don't come around to doing it. I'm going to put some things to confuse them, mess up their day, do everything. They'll never have time to figure out the word of God. and they will never do it because the devil knows once you figure out the word of God, he's finished. That's it. He knows it. So he'll do everything to make sure you don't figure out this word. You know, so I'm telling you today, by you raising your hand, all it is you're giving heaven permission. Give me also permission to release this prayer over you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to do it. You know, I am going to do it. Praise God. Now, if you're on stage and you really can't raise your hand because you're on stage, all I want you to do is, you know, put something in the chat room or put up the thumbs up or something, and I'm going to know that you are keen into this as well. Praise the Lord. You know, that's it. All we got to do is believe God. God's word is so powerful. Father, I thank you. I'm starting right now. You know, I see those who are on stage. I see my wife's got her thing up, and I see others on stage. I see Sister Mary's got her hand up. I see Sister Lola's got Duke's got his hand up. You know, I see Sister Bosse, I see, everyone that's got your hand up. You know, the Lord sees your hands up. Raphael, every one of you, your hands are up. You signify to the Lord that you want in. I want in. You know, as a song we used to sing, you know, and the Lord is passing by. Don't pass me by, you know. Don't pass me by, Savior or whatever, some kind of thing like that. You know, look, you know. We don't want the Lord to pass anybody by. My heart's desire, my heart towards the people is always that the people of God be blessed. You know, praise God. So you are blessed. Sister Santan, you are blessed. Every one of you on stage, you are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. You know, when the Lord say to Peter, you know, if I don't wash your feet, you know, Peter said, don't wash only my feet, just wash everything. You know, the Lord said, don't worry about it. As long as you are washed, you are washed. You know, look, once you raise your hand, God has seen it. And you're good. Hallelujah. Now, I release by the word of the Lord prophetically on this 24th day of this ninth month, I say unto you, consider going forward. That the word of the Lord shall no longer be prolonged. Glory to God. But the word of the Lord shall come to pass. Even that which he has spoken, it shall be done. And the zeal of the Lord will perform it, saith the Lord. Now, I look into the audience and I see the hands that are raised. Glory to God. Your hand is raised, not unto man. It's raised to God. Nicole, I see your hand. Jamila, I see your hand. Rebia, I see your hand. Praise the Lord. Victor, I see your hand. James, I see your hand. Gift, I see your hand. Patrick, I see your hand. Okay, I see your hand. Heather, I see your hand. Praise, I see your hand. Melba, I see your hand. Colapo, I see your hand. And Elaine, I see your hand. And anyone else that may listen in later on, and believe the Lord together. Julia, yeah, I see your hand. Praise the Lord. And the Lord, he sees your hands too. Praise God. Why we do this is just to inspire your faith. Jesus, one time he stood, he said, look, I know you heard me already, you know, but for the sake of the people, I said it, that they may believe. And that's the same thing with me. I know God heard me already because I prayed for everybody already. But I have to release the word in such a way that your faith will latch onto that word. Not just how eloquently I can speak, but you must believe the word. And that's why we say these things before we pray, so that you may believe the word of God. I could have just come out here with guns blazing and pray over everything. It already happened because the Lord already, I prayed it for days now. I've been praying it. So now you are here. This is the moment of decision. Are you all in? Will you believe the word of God and not doubt it in your heart? But once you say it, don't doubt it, but believe that those things you say will come to pass. The Lord said, you have it. Now, that's my release for you today. But now you will release it for yourself. That's right. Because I've taught the word today. Now you take that word, you release it for yourself. Now you zero in on what it is that you are believing God for. Now don't be all over the place. And don't be vague. You know, don't say, you know, you come in to say, you say to the Lord, you say, Lord, who's going to go first? And the Lord say, Judah. And then you go, then you lose the battle. And then you come back and say, but you said we're going to win. No, you say, who's going to go first? And the Lord said, Judah. You know, that's what he said. But when you are more specific and you ask, shall I go up? Will you deliver into my hand? Then the Lord will tell you, yea or nay. You know, so let's be specific. You know, let's know what we're asking. Don't just be vague. Zero in on what you want from the Lord. Glory to God. And God will do it too. He's already done it as far as I know. Praise God. So Lord, I thank you. Now, let your word, which I have spoken today, by the mouth of your prophet Haggai, by the mouth of your prophet Ezekiel, and by the voice of the Holy Spirit, let the word that you have spoken by your mouth, let it be verified in the lives of your people today, even on this 24th day of this ninth month, as we consider it together and upward from this time on, knowing that your words shall no longer be delayed, neither shall they fall to the ground. You may be standing for yourself. You may be standing in prayer for, you know, your daughter, your son, your grandchild, your grandson, whomsoever. You may be standing in prayer for a friend, you know, for a co-worker, for whatever. It doesn't matter. You know, today we're believing God together. God has the capacity to do it all. He said, ask me anything. If he couldn't do it, he wouldn't say it. You know, he has the none of us can say that kind of thing, you know, but God has the capacity to say it and to back it up and to do it, and even more than we can ask or think. But it's according to the power that works in you. So the level that you believe is what he can't go beyond that. You know, what you believe is what gives him permission to release those things into your life. So now I want everybody to pray. That's it. You know, in a minute, after you hear me say amen and amen in a minute, then you begin to pray. If you're on stage, after that, you can open your mic. So Father, I thank you and I give you the praise and I give you the glory that everyone has heard the word today. And we have released, you know, we have opened up permission for heaven to release these things upon our lives. The things that you have promised, the seed that is yet in the barn. You know, you said, well, why is the seed yet in the barn? Why is it not, why is it not out there? You're going to put it in there and let it be growing. Why is it hosted, you know, hanging in there? The seed that is yet in the barn, the pomegranate, the olive tree and so forth that should come out. They're coming out now from this day, 29th, this 9th, month or this 24th day of this month forward, we're considering it. And behold, saith the Lord, my words will no longer be delayed. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.